6. Please listen carefully. Listen to part of a lecture in a music education class.
I'm sure you've heard of the Mozart effect, a term coined to refer to the results of a neuroscience music brain experiment. In this experiment, researchers were looking at one specific area of the brain, where the ability to think in terms of space and time, or spatial-temporal reasoning, takes place. This kind of reasoning is important in music, but not all aspects of music. And it's important in solving some types of physics and mathematics problems. Some types. The researchers chose Mozart's music because, as a child prodigy, he used space-time reasoning at an early age. I'm uncertain of the relationship between a child composer's use of this reasoning to create a masterpiece and an adult listener's use when hearing it. Anyway, the experimental group, college students, not children, were given a pretest just in their spatial-temporal reasoning. Then they were divided into three groups. One heard no music, one a variety of different kinds of music, and one group only heard Mozart. Afterwards, all the subjects took an intelligence test. The results? Well, the Mozart group had increased scores on the spatial-temporal reasoning section. The increase lasted for 10 minutes. Only 10 minutes. Now, there are several types of intelligence tests that could have been used, but only one type was used in the experiment. One wonders if a different IQ test would have had the same results. The study was interesting, but I'm concerned about the reaction of the general public. The media interest in the belief that listening to Mozart's music can increase one's intelligence was followed by "Help Your Child Be a Genius" books, popular magazine articles, and the flourishing market of videos, toys, and music products, all aimed at gullible parents. This is unfortunate because the real importance of music, that of bringing beauty into our lives, is being undermined by parents foolishly attempting to turn their children into rocket scientists.
Now get ready to answer the question. Using points and examples from the lecture, explain how the experiment does not support the public's belief in the Mozart effect. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.